Federal Judge Barbara Crabb first ruled June 6 that Wisconsin's constitutional amendment banning same-sex marriages was unconstitutional. But a week later, she put a hold on gay marriage until it can be decided in a higher court. For Tammy Baldwin, the first openly gay U.S. senator in history, this is a political and personal issue.
There's no question that this has been a long struggle for equality and fairness. I feel for those over 500 couples in the state of Wisconsin. Now they're in limbo until the appeal is settled.
So the four-member Wisconsin Democratic Congressional delegation wrote a letter to U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder asking for federal recognition and rights for these couples. Congresswoman Gwen Moore says federal rights include pensions, Social Security, joint income tax filing, inheritance, and housing allowances, to name just a few.
And we wouldn't want anyone to be denied critical benefits, you know, while they're waiting. We don't know how long this stay may last. We wouldn't want anybody to die or retire. People's lives literally are put on hold.
Congressman Ron Kind believes Judge Crabb's decision will be upheld by the U.S. Supreme Court.
Discrimination does not work well in our country. Second-class citizenship has never worked well. We tend to look back on that with great regret. It is time. It's time that we recognize full marriage equality in our country and back home here in the state of Wisconsin.
The delegation hopes to have a favorable decision from Holder very soon. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.